Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 2. Maharaj Nimi eats the 9 yogendras. Narada came one day to Dwarka to worship Lord Krishna. Vasudeva welcomed him and glorified him, and he asked Narada to preach to him to liberate him from bondage. Narada was happy to hear that, and he said, "Listen, I will answer your question by telling an ancient conversation that one great king, Nimi, had with some great rishis, the sons of Rishabhadev, known as the 9 yogendras. These Nava yogendras, they were paramahamsas wandering naked over the earth, spreading transcendental knowledge to benefit everyone. They arrived at Maharaj Nimi's house one time, and the Maharaj Nimi welcomed them, considered them like associates of the Lord. And he asked the same question which Vasudeva asked Narada and Dwarka. "Please tell me about the Dharma which will satisfy God." So then one of the 9 sages, Kavi, began to answer. He said the conditioned soul is always fearful because of identifying with this temporary body. However, if one accepts the path of Bhagavad Dharma, he'll never fall, even if he runs with closed eyes. One should offer whatever he has for the pleasure of the Lord. Train himself to see everything as an expansion of the Lord's energy. Nothing is separate from God. Thus one will remain fearful. The Maharaj Nimi said, "Can you explain what are the characteristics of these devotees? What's special about them?" And then another Navayogendra, number 2, Havi Muni, he said, "Advanced bhaktas see Krishna within everything, and how everything is within the Lord. The Madhyam Adhikari, he loves the Lord, he befriends the devotees, and is merciful to the ignorant, and avoids the envious. A Kanishtha neophyte, he worships the Lord in the temple, but his behavior with devotees and people in general is not very proper. The advanced devotee gives up all sense gratification and becomes very peaceful and satisfied. When a devotee takes shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, and vibrating his glories with love, the Lord reciprocates and moves into the heart of that devotee, and thus he captures the Lord. He is the greatest of the devotees of the Lord." Then Nimi asks a third question. "Can you tell me about Maya, this illusion potency?" Sage Antariksha said, he explained about creation, destruction of the universe. And then the king asked, "Listen, Antariksha Rishi Muni, can you tell me how the foolish materialists can get free from Maya?" And the third sage, maybe fourth one, Sri Prabhuda said, "The conditioned soul seeking happiness takes shelter of sexual relationships and has to work very hard and spoil his life and temporary happiness and misses the point. If he takes shelter of spiritual master, then he can realize the futility of material life and make advancement and spiritual progress." And then he explained how to serve the Lord. And he said, "A devotee befriends devotees and engages in glorifying the Lord, and with their friendship together they worship the Lord, which pleases him, and then they feel satisfaction, attain love, and go to the Lord." Then Nimi said, "Listen, can you tell me about the Supreme Lord Narayan?" So Pipalayan said, "God is the cause of everything. He has no cause. And he enters every living entity's heart as Paramatma. Basically, everything is connected to the Lord because he's everywhere." Then Nimi said, "Can you tell me about Karma Yoga?" And then sage Avirhotra said, "We have to understand there's 3 aspects. There's karma, vikarma, and akarma. And only by studying the Vedas can one understand. But karma is for the rituals for the attached persons to become free from attachment. And vikarma causes bondage and hellish life. And akarma liberates one." Then he concluded by describing deity worship and says that a devotee should always carefully consider himself to be an eternal servant of his deity and act in such a submissive way. Then Nimi said, Can you, merciful sages, describe the various avatars and leelas of the Lord in this world? And sage Drumila said, the Lord expands his Purusha avatars, and then the sage Drumila started to explain about Nara Narayan. Indra, as usual, became afraid that Nara Narayan Rishi would seize his heavenly kingdom because of all the austerities they were doing. So then to make Nara Narayan Rishi fall, he sent a bunch of beautiful ladies to his ashram at Padarika Ashram. He was not the least bit attracted, even though Kamadev was fully at work. Understanding this was all arranged by Indra, he said, Nara Narayan Rishi, the form of the Lord, he told all the devas, he said, please accept my offerings and sanctify my ashram. Feeling ashamed, the demigods who tried to break his brata said, please, my lord, be compassionate. It is our great offense. So in that context, they're explaining to him, they said, you know, we demigods often try to impede the progress of spiritualists. So the demigods themselves may arrange some difficulty for devotees. But if someone surrendered, they say to you, you'll always protect your devotees, and they can easily overcome these obstacles that we may present to the devotees. So by these demigods who came to break his vow, these apsaras and Kamadev personified, Naran Rishi manifested from his own body on numerous women that were hundreds of times more beautiful than them, made them look like washermen, washerwomen. And all these women were serving the Lord. Kamadev and his lusty demigoddesses were amazed by the beauty and fragrance of them. The Lord offered them, he said, listen, smiling, choose one of these women, take her to the heavenly planets. So then they said Om as acceptance, and Kamadev selected Urvashi, the best of the apsaras, and they returned to heaven. They reported to Indra that Narayan Rishi was so powerful. And then when hearing that, naturally Indra became afraid of reprisal and revenge. Then Nimi said, my dear sages, Yogendras, what happens to materialists that can't control themselves and never worship God? The Rishi Chamasa said, he said, no matter what your ashram or varna is, if you don't worship the Lord, you'll fall down. There are two kinds of people that don't worship God, the ignorant, and those that know who he is, but they ridicule him, and those that are attached to material life, they simply worship demigods. Because of their false pride, wealth, high birth, they spoil their lives in Vedic sacrifices. Although God is the source of everything, they don't want to hear about him. They would rather enjoy unlimitedly. Eventually, because they've turned their backs on God, they have to give up all their opulence and take a lower birth. Then Maharaj Nimi asked another question. Can you describe the different forms of the Lord that appears in different ages? So then they explained the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, and how he comes as a Hansa avatar, and he comes as a Yogi avatar and Treta, and Krishna and Dwapara. And then, of course, he described the Chana avatar, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, yellow, golden incarnation, Kali. And he said that if anyone simply bows down to the lotus feet of the all-merciful Mahaprabhu, he'll give them all protection. And this is the easiest way to cross over birth and death. Although secretly mentioned, it is there if one takes advantage. So Narada concluded his discussion, the discussion between Nimi and Yogendras, and gave this report to Vasudev. And then he instructed Vasudev, if you follow the teachings I've given you, you will attain God without fail. Of course, you're already perfect, because God is your son. In reality, Vasudev is a Nitya Siddha, eternal associate of the Lord. But due to humility and the effect of Yoga Maya in Nara Leela, he considered himself an ordinary conditioned soul. And Narada concluded his teachings by saying, enemies attacked Krishna, and they were absorbed in Krishna's effulgence and attained the Lord's abode. But your mind is fixed on the Lord in a favorable, loving mood, because you always think of the Lord as your son, and he thinks of you as his father. So, knowing that, Vasudeva was a little fearful over the future. The Yadu dynasty was cursed to disappear by the sages at Pravas, at Pindaraka. Narada assured Vasudeva that Krishna is the absolute God. He shouldn't be in anxiety about where anyone was going. The Yadavas would leave this world and go to the spiritual world. Vasudeva became astonished, and then he gave up his anxiety and illusion due to the enlightenment of Narada Muni.